and going down here and going down here and going down here, Anime Cherry Bomb. I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that forgot my mic, Jay, and with me is the new type, Aaron. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I brought my mic today.
So. Yeah. So, like I said, I forgot my mic, so me and Aaron are going to be sharing, so apologize if you could barely hear me or barely hear Aaron. But I'm sure you'll be able. We're like sitting pretty close to each other, so it'll be somewhat okay.
It should be fine.
So. Yeah. Okay, so what anime are we going to be talking about today, Aaron?
Oh, we are talking about the political classic Gundam Unicorn.
Yep, all of them are political classics, I would say.
Exactly. The space political epic.
The space opera. So do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, I do, and it's provided by Wikipedia. So the story revolves around Banaja Lynx, a seemingly normal boy living and going to school in the space colonies. His life changes one day when he meets a girl named Aubrey Byrne as it results in his becoming the pilot of a new Gundam that has connections to an item that is a potential threat to the Federation's existence, called the Plossus Box.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I guess I should just go straight into the facts.
Yeah.
All right, so Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn is a science fiction drama anime released in 2010 and ran until 2014, believe it or not.
Ooh, jeez.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was like something was delayed, or I'm not really sure.
Well, maybe it was like the anime or the OVAs were spread out that long.
Probably. I think they were released like one at a time.
Yeah.
There are 7 episodes, and they're like 50 minutes to an hour long each. And except for the last one. The last one's like an hour and a half, I think, right?
Yeah, something like that.
It's based on the manga written by Harutoshi Fukui, and he also wrote Star Blazers, Space Battleship Yamato 2202, Samurai Commando Mission 1549. And that's we just watched like a part of an episode of that Isekai Quartet.
Uh-huh.
And that anime that I just mentioned, Samurai Commando, is similar to that military one where a guy gets transported.
Isekai?
Yeah. But it's older.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's like a... But I don't remember if it was like a commander guy that goes into like a samurai war or the other way around.
That sounds pretty cool.
But yeah. Something like that. It reminded me because of the thing that we just watched. This was directed by Kazuhiro Furuhashi, and he's directed a lot of classics like Rurouni Kenshin, You're Under Arrest, The Get Backers, and Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
classic Hunter x Hunter?
I think so, yeah. The studio is Sunrise, and they've done a bunch of classics like Ronin Warriors or Samurai Troopers, wherever you're from. It's like named different things from where you live. Inuyasha, and one that we covered, Kurokami. So go,
that's cool.
Yeah, go check out that podcast if you want to know about that anime. This was Sunrise, licensed by Sunrise. The music was done by Hiroyuki Sawano, and he's done Seraph of the End, Legend of the Galactic Heroes, and Recreators.
Okay. I also heard good things about Recreators.
Yeah. There are no opening songs to this anime, but there are...
What, like 7?
There's 7 different endings. I have to pull up another window to tell you which ones they are. The first ending is called Ryuusai no Namida by Chiaki Kuroyami. The second ending is called Everlasting by Kylie. The third ending is called Merry-Go-Round by Chemistry. The fourth ending is Bee-Bird by Earthmind. The fifth ending is Black Mirror by Boom Boom Satellites. And I think that sounds familiar, Boom Boom Satellites.
I also did something. I don't know where, We might have covered them somewhere before. Did you look them up before?
No. This is just from the My Anime list. I didn't look up any of these because there are so many. It would take way too long to...
Yeah, but that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does. The sixth ending is called Re I Am, and the seventh ending is called Star Ring Child, and those are both done by Aimer. So yeah, there's a lot of ending songs to this one, and they're all pretty good from what I heard. I think there's only one song that a guy sings.
Yeah.
And the rest are girls. But I think all of them were pretty good. Do you remember any of them standing out or anything like that?
Not too much.
Yeah, because it's like... Because I'm sure, like, we skip, like, you probably skip, like, one of them or something like that. Because it's just a black screen with the title or the text, like, saying the staff credits, I mean.
Real quick. So, I was trying to figure out where Boom Boom Satellites is from.
Uh-huh.
Fun fact. They have a feature with Flo Rida. So.
There we go. That's weird. That.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird, like, features that I've seen before. Have you ever heard of the club, DJ people called the Bloody Beetroots? No, they have a song with Paul McCartney.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell, how did that happen? So for cross media, there it's a Gundam series, so there's like models that you could buy and toys and stuff. I think the only video game that that featured the Gundam Unicorn was like one of the PSP Gundam games. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, it was an unlockable character that you could get. But that's all I really have for, like, the cross-media. Oh, and then there's the manga, of course. And then there's the series adaptation that came after this.
Oh.
That's, like, 24 episodes or something.
Sorry to interject one more time.
Back to the Boom Boom.
Boom 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 Satellites. The reason why I know them is because they did an opening. Their last ever song was an opening for an anime I watched, which is Kizniver.
Okay, there you go.
But yeah, the singer unfortunately is dead.
Oh man!
And he died of a brain tumor.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but good song. I might show you after we're done.
Okay. So, what'd you think about the music in the anime? Sorry.
Yeah, I think it was appropriate enough.
Yeah, it's very very orchestral. I really like the combination of space and opera music.
Yeah,
exactly. I think it's pretty cool. And it's like a space opera,
yeah,
kind of.
Exactly.
I guess we could just go straight into the facts, right? Or not the facts, the the thingies that we do.
The one thing I want to mention before we go in.
To general.
Yeah, before we go into our actual topics, is I never thought Menager was really in trouble at any of the points.
I know. You'd think that he'd get jail time for doing some stuff,
but like even when like someone had a gun up to his head,
yeah,
like it did play it off as like he's like, no, you know, almost like go ahead and shoot me kind of thing. But if I was like Menager in that situation before they had the key and the location to Laplace's box,
yeah,
I'd have been like, go ahead, shoot me, you can't use the unicorn.
Oh yeah,
who's gonna drive the unicorn?
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
And it's not going to unlock anything.
Exactly. So if you go ahead
yeah,
and
that'd
shoot
be good me, leverage to...
To do anything. To be like, go ahead. Oh, my goodness.
You won't get Laplace's box without me.
Exactly.
For me, I got some general likes. I really like that there were some characters from other series that appeared. Like Bright, one of the commanders.
Uh-huh. Oh, is he from...
He's from the original Mobile Suit Gundam.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the guy that, like, he has the picture of a guy in his office that he talked to once.
Yeah, is that, like, another Gundam pilot?
That's the main character of Mobile Suit Gundam.
That's what I thought.
Gundam. Yeah, but he was, like, the commander for... he was part of the one-year war that they were talking about and the stuff before that. Haru, the little round robot that Menager was carrying.
Is that like a constant?
Yeah, he's a constant throughout all the Gundam series, I think.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think they even mentioned that like at the beginning that like ace pilots have like Haru or something like that in like the first episode. And I don't know if that's a reference to Gundam 00 because I think Gundam 00 came after this.
Uh-huh.
Like time...
Timeline-wise?
Timeline. Well, I think Gundam 00 might be a different universe.
Yeah, I was trying to get one of my friends to explain to me. There is, like, three different timelines.
Actually, I think there's more than that. But yeah. the biggest timeline is this timeline.
Oh, okay.
Where it's, like, Mobile Suit Gundam, then it's, like, Char's Revenge, and then it's probably this. See, and that other stuff.
That's why I find it kind of felt left out on just knowing some of the references. Like, I know, like Char was, like, the big one. I was like, who is this? I had to go, like...
Yeah, Char, yeah.
Go read and find out who he actually was. Like, why he was so important.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just ended up just asking my friends, and he's like, oh, Char is just, like, a badass... You're just, like, a badass dude who...
Yeah. There's usually a masked person in Gundam, the Gundam series. I read this from, like, somebody that also reviewed this anime, and I agree with him that, like, the mechanics of the machines are really cool in this anime. Like, because a lot of the Gundam series, like, it's kind of like magic, or, like, how, like, things get together, like... pieces just magically floating onto the Gundam and stuff.
Right.
And this one, it's more mechanical. Like, it looks like they transform and stuff.
Oh, like how, like, the horn...
Yeah, how, like, the horn separates and it's the Gundam horns, whatever. I thought that was pretty neat. And I really like seeing the evolution of mobile suits that, like, from the previous series. Like, how the mobile suits that the Federation were using, like, on Earth... resembled the original Gundam.
Right.
Like, they had, like, the same exact shield, the same color, and also, like, the those, like, light blue and the machines that I think it was what was the bad group called again?
Oh, Neo-Zeon.
Neo-Zeon, the blue robots that they were using. I don't know if that's, like, it's the same color as, like, the Pisces from, like, Gundam Wing. And the red is also the same color as the Cancer from Gundam Wing. I don't know if it's like I don't know if they're like related or anything, or if like one's like an older model or something. But they do look pretty similar, and they both transform in similar ways.
So one really cool thing that I, one thing I actually realized. So you know that there's that old thing of like, oh, when like you're a kid and you're playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
And any Pokemon to your parents is like Pikachu, like, oh yeah, that's Pikachu and all
Right? Yeah.
So I had no idea that like Gundam was a specific thing.
Uh-huh.
I always thought Gundams were like I always thought it was like Gundam and Zaku.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Gundam was the name of the good
robots
and Zaku was the bad robots. And that's not the case.
No, there's a bunch of different models.
So it's like they all under like under mobile suits.
Yeah.
So like a Zaku is a type of mobile suit. Mm-hmm. A Gundam is a type of mobile suit.
Yeah, and there's also mobile armors as well.
Oh my goodness.
Which is like if you're like looking at like the original mobile suit Gundam, there's like a like tank, like mobile suit hybrids that look really cool. There's like a bunch of weird stuff.
Is it kind
of
like how that one chick was in that one episode had that.
Big oh yeah,
roaming tank one.
Yeah, you know an interesting thing about that is I read that in the manga, that is actually piloted by I think 5 different people, but for the anime they changed it to just one person. Yeah, to one person. Because look how big that thing was.
That's what I'm saying. Like you would think you need multiple, not just one pilot.
Yeah, you need all the Power Rangers to do that one.
But and then I was even more surprised to find out like, oh no, like Gundams are usually the like super custom.
Yeah,
robots, like the really big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not even like Gundams are like robots. Sometimes like a Gundam, my friend was explaining to me like in some series Gundams are AIs.
Oh, okay.
Or like AIs attached to the robots.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're the robot themselves. They're like they take different forms and different things. Which is pretty cool.
I think maybe in like G Gundam when like every country has like a Gundam, that's probably like the program that's in the robots that is Gundam.
Right, okay.
Something like that. Because I believe, well, in G Gundam at least, there's no cockpit. I think they just, like, they're standing and they move and the Gundam moves the same way as they do.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But, as for dislikes, I didn't like that Benazir never called Audrey Minerva, or Maneva, her real name. refused to do it.
I kind of like that he never calls her by her real name.
Like, I don't understand, like, the reasoning why, like, he refuses to do it.
It's because it's, like, I guess I could say, like, that's the, even though it never really shows, like, it's the girl that he fell in love with. Is Audrey.
Yeah.
And, like, how her,
And Mineva's, like, the side that he doesn't like.
Yeah, the stuck up, not stuck up, but the stuffy.
Yeah.
Political character.
Is Mineva.
And then the person that he, you know, fell in love with is
the personality. Is Audrey. Yeah.
Okay. Like a more relaxed form is Audrey.
Yeah. Another thing I didn't like was lasers run out of ammo.
Oh yeah, right.
I hate when that happens.
And it seems like it's always a I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It always runs out at the, like, most convenient time.
Yeah. Like, oh, I only got one more shot in the barrel.
Yeah.
With a laser.
I mean, I guess it kind of, like, it's not infinite energy. I kind of get that.
Yeah.
But it always runs out at the most convenient time. Like,
yeah. I would, instead of them saying running out of ammo, I would say, like, I only have one more shot until it overheats or something like that.
Maybe.
I think that would have been a better way. Like, it needs to recharge or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. I think that would have been a better way to say it. All right, but that's all I really have. Do you have anything else you want to talk about for general?
I don't think so. Oh, I really love the voice acting in the dub.
Oh yeah,
really, really strong. There's a lot of monster voice actors. Yeah,
you were mentioning this to me.
I
one specifically I remember was Grimmer.
Yeah,
he's like the second in command for like that. They're not part of Zeon, and they're not part of the Federation. I forget what they're called.
Yeah.
But that group of people. Yeah. The one with, like, Zimmerman.
Yeah.
He's the captain. That group. Like, the second in command that didn't die. Yeah. He's Grimmer's voice actor.
Or, what's his name? The detective from Monster.
I don't remember the detective. Lunge's
voice actor is like the guy who dies for him, who jumps out the Gundam and shoots him, shoots him with the bazooka. I always thought that was funny. Like, why don't you put the Gundam destroying guns on the Gundam? Like, why do you have to have a bazookas to do it?
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, like that one, I was really happy. And then, why can't I remember them? And then the main character from Monster is also in there,
Tenma.
Yeah, Tenma, but he's like a side character, like one of the grunt, like, oh, they're in Sector 5, or like kind of stuff. I just really loved, like, almost, I think almost everybody who was in there. Even Troy Baker makes a cameo.
He has like one of the hardest names, the blonde dude. That, like, he's, like, rich, but he's a military guy.
Oh.
What was his name?
I forget his name, too. I know you're talking
His voice about. Actor is also really familiar, and I can't really put my finger on it.
Oh.
It sounded really familiar to me.
I know he's from a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
The one that I know him from that... Oh, he's, you didn't watch All He Dub, huh? Have you seen it?
I've seen parts of it, yeah.
He's like Kyon's friend.
Oh, okay.
He's one of Kyon's friends.
Yeah, one of the two friends that he has.
Yeah, one of the two friends. And then he's also in Lucky Star.
Okay.
As he's the guy from Lucky Channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen Lucky Star though.
Yeah. He's in a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
What's his name? Hold on.
The character name, right?
Yeah.
It was something weird. I remember it being like...
You just told me it's always something like weird.
Yeah, Gundam names are pretty weird.
Let's see.
Like, I could think of like a bunch. Duo, Maxwell, Troa, Barton. Well, those are Gundam Wing people. Bright.
Full Frontal.
Full Frontal, yeah. That's a terrible... That should have been in my dislikes. That's a terrible name.
I mean... When I first
heard it should have been
it was cool.
Yeah.
And then it's just
it sounds more like a unit than a person's name. He should have just been called like Char's Ghost or something. Char's the Ghost of Char.
Why can't I find it? Why isn't he in the main characters?
Yeah. I think he's like probably on the bottom. I think I remember seeing that too and also complaining that he's not part of the main cast. But we can move on. It's the blonde dude that also likes...
It's Rid.
Rid?
Riddy? Is it Riddy? It's Yui Lorenthal. That's who it is.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So wait, that's not the guy who I'm thinking about then. It's different. But yeah, Yui Lorenthal's in a bunch of crap.
Yeah. But it's the blonde guy that also likes Audrey.
Yeah.
Mineva.
I didn't understand any of the love. Any of the romance in there felt really weird.
Yeah. Especially, I didn't really understand why Mineva, like, I think it felt like all of a sudden she liked Benazir.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And even Benazir liked her.
Yeah.
And then even, I need to find out how to say his name, but it's Riddy. I want to say it's Riddy, is it?
I think. I don't know. He doesn't really say his name too much. It's a blonde dude.
Yeah. But the blonde dude, I thought it was, like, really weird that he fell in love with Audrey, too.
Yeah.
Like, the scene that made me think, like, nah, like, he doesn't like her, or, like, kind of weird was when he's telling his dad about her.
Yeah.
And the dad's like, oh, you're just doing this because you like her, or whatever.
You fell for her, didn't you?
Yeah. And I was like, no, he doesn't love her. He's like, what a really cool misunderstanding from the dad. Like, just because she's a girl that he fell for her. But then it turns out he really did fall for her. And yeah. I was like, when did this happen?
Yeah, at the end, he's like, I'm going to steal her away from you.
Or when he's like, and he helps her escape.
Yeah.
And like, he's like sitting there crying with the horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
on the riverbed.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some scenes in this anime. Like, I feel like a lot of time passes in between episodes.
Okay,
and you just don't see the background stuff happening.
Yeah. I mean, it is an older manga, so that's probably why it like has like scenes like that.
Maybe. Or maybe the scenes are in there, but they cut them out at the OVA for time.
Maybe. All right, so let's talk about art. What did you think about the art?
So I was joking about this the whole week when I was watching it, but it's like mankind found a way to get into space in the 70s, and then that's it. Then their hair just stopped. They're like, no, we're fine. Everyone just keep your 70s hair.
Like, you know, if you look at the manga, it's definitely an improvement in the anime, I would say. But, yeah, I do agree with that. I think it's, like, a modern take on, like, old-school character design.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and I think it looks pretty cool. I think Audrey looks pretty good-looking. Like, yeah. I would probably add her to my waifu list if Benazir didn't have a lockdown.
I know, right?
But, yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Yeah. I like how it looks. Everything looks very pretty.
Yeah, exactly. Even the, all the Gundams look really cool.
Yeah.
Too. Or all the mobile suits. I should be more specific.
Yeah.
Looked really, really cool.
It was really cool that, like, at the Sentinel 7, the school, the Anaheim school at the beginning, they had, like, a museum of, like, old mobile suits, and they had the Zaku there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, man, it's the grandfather of all mobile suits, and it's not even that long ago. This is, like, a...
It's 70. I think I just read it's like 70 years before the 1 year war or after the 1 year war.
Yeah. Something like that. It's like 93, like UC 93 or something like that. 0093. Yeah. And the 1 year war was like 80s. One.
I know. I think it was like, I don't know. I think the anime starts in one. They said
UC one.
Yeah. The first scene when the governor is, talking,
oh yeah,
that's UC one.
Okay, yeah, and it's almost 100.
Yeah,
that's what this anime takes place almost at 100.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you remember any kind of like cinematography?
So one of my, all the fight scenes are done very, very well.
Yeah. The first fight scene, the fist fight with Miss Marina and the two guys, and Benazir and Audrey. When they're like escaping, I thought that was like choreographed really well.
I think that's probably my favorite fight scene in the anime.
Yeah,
just like how well it's choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
It
definitely made me excited for more of that, and then that
it never happened.
It never happened again. But you know, the Gundam fights take over after that.
There's a really cool spot where he's fighting Minaj is fighting full frontal. I think it's for the first time.
Okay.
And the camera's in a fixed position, and they go upside down, and then so it's like upside down, and they're still in the fixed position, so you know they're fighting upside down.
Yeah.
But they're still fighting like it's normal because in space there is no
up or down.
Up or down.
Mm-hmm.
But from this perspective, they're upside down. It looked really, really cool.
Yeah.
Another one that I really, really liked was it happens really fast, but I think it's right when he's about to shoot full frontal.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't think it's about he's about to shoot full frontal, but it's during that episode. Menager like gets inspiration from basically it has to be the after episode. He's shooting something. He's fighting something, I don't remember. But anyway, there's reflections in his helmet. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah,
so he sees the reflection of the commander.
Yeah.
And then the reflection of the one dude from Neo Zeon.
Mm-hmm.
And like he uses, like it shows like how they both influenced him.
Yeah.
I also didn't get the whole, going back to stuff I didn't like, I didn't like how it seemed like he was with these people for a longer amount of time than the Neo Zeon people.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Where like he only had like one interaction with the guy he killed.
Yeah.
But then like it hurt him so much that it had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe if you gave me like a whole episode or more time like he spent interacting with these people,
yeah,
it would have made more sense that it hurt him this much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It was so weird. I would hate to have Minaj is like a horrible foot soldier.
Yeah, definitely.
Cause like he's always like
against what everybody's saying.
Like, he's always swapping sides.
Yeah, and he's pretty much doing what he wants because he's the only one that could pilot the
unicorn.
The unicorn, so nobody can really say anything.
Did they just make a copy of the unicorn?
Oh, for
the black unicorn,
the Banshee.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, cause like they talked about briefly that the tapestry that the unicorn was based off, the one that's at the Sentinel 7 where Banager's dad lived,
yeah,
that there also is a lion there that represents the Black Banshee. But I have no idea because it was built at the Anaheim,
yeah,
like on the moon, right?
Yeah.
So I don't really know if it's a copy or...
Real quick.
It looks different, though.
Yeah, real quick. What was your favorite looking Gundam in here?
In here?
Yeah, or...
Probably the Banshee. Suit.
I don't know what the name is, but they call it the quad arm.
Oh yeah, the one that Miss Marina.
Yeah, Marina. That one I really like.
Yeah, that one's cool.
It has all the like the floating components to it.
Yeah,
like that's just so cool.
Also that purple mobile suit that the what's his name Angelo pilots.
Ooh, that one's really dope looking.
Yeah, it also has those like rose looking projectiles that traps the unicorn for a bit. That was pretty cool.
Also, I guess I could talk about my favorite scene.
going back to cinematography, there was like this one shot that it was just a long shot of a spaceship leaving Earth. Do you recall this?
Yes.
It was just a ship taking off, and I thought it looked freaking fantastic. It looked pretty cool.
There's also that scene where at the end, after he almost kills Full Frontal, and there he's falling from space.
Yeah.
And it shows Audrey coming out from where she was doing her meeting, and she just sees all the falling parts coming to Earth.
Yeah.
Like, that was actually a really cool scene, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that cafe scene where she's sitting there talking to the...
Oh, yeah.
The dude who always wanted to go to space.
Yeah, but he's too old now.
And just something like really cool, like when before you see the planes land, you can see like behind her like the lights.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the outside to see where the lights are coming from, and it's coming from all the choppers and all the vehicles. That's really also what was a really cool scene.
Mm-hmm. I also like that they go back to the, that diner at the end when she makes the announcements to everybody on all the broadcast systems.
Also, that sandwich she eats looked really good. The one in when she talks to the moon people. I forget their name.
Yeah.
But yeah, when she talks to them, the Vist, right? Vist?
The Vist Foundation,
Vist Foundation, when she talks to them. Are they also a big thing in Grimdom, or is it just in this one?
The Vist? I think it's just this one.
Okay.
And I'm sure after this, the Vist Foundation probably dissolves.
Right.
Because they don't have any leverage anymore. Because the only thing that they had was the location to Laplace's block, Laplace's box.
Right.
That's like the only thing that kept them
afloat.
Afloat.
Yeah, and yeah, I just thought her that sandwich, like, she even like cuts open like a croissant.
Yeah, it was a croissant.
Oh, it looks so good.
It looked hella good.
Like, it just reminded me, like, man, anime food looks so good.
I think I have one more.
Real quick, also, I like how dapper she is when she eats.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
she has like the napkin. Like, she looks like she eats it very cleanly.
Yeah, daintily.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, really nice. I also really like the ghost people stuff, like the almost like out of body experience things, like when people die. Mm-hmm. Like I really enjoyed that stuff.
Or him like I always thought
it was like telepath, like almost like a telepathic kind of thing. But I think it's just a new type thing.
I was gonna say, like, I thought that was a operation like of the Gundam of the Unicorn that let him like telepathically talk to people or be more extrasensory.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he like there's that really cool scene of when he's talking to the girl in the giant Gundam. Like even that whole like her being mad at her parents died. Like, I wish that was more expanded upon than what was in it.
Exactly.
Because it made it seem like it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, have I seen this character before? Like, I think she's like introduced in that episode too.
And then dies in that episode, probably. Or shortly after the next episode.
She might be it's in the very beginning where she's like, no, I'm just going to go do it. She goes, no, don't go because you're just going to throw away your life or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, there's that scene where he's like talking to her telepathically or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like a bigger, more sinister version comes from behind and like knocks him out, basically. Yeah. Like her hate is just too strong.
I think it was the blonde dude, right? Like,
I think so.
Because he also gets the... He's also a new type because he can listen in on that as well.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't realize it at that point.
Oh, and then I never really got the whole thing of him dropping his lucky charm also.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like that was supposed to be a big moment also. Yeah. But we never really learned. I mean, maybe I missed it or we missed it, but
yeah,
like the importance.
He becomes like more foe at that point. Like that's when he like starts to resent the Gundam, but then he gets recommended to be the pilot of the Banshee.
Banshee. So, like, is that what it is? Is that like him like losing himself?
A little bit, yeah. I would say that.
Like, I don't know. Like, I felt like if we learned the more importance of what this trinket meant to him, and then him like dropping it as a piece of himself.
Yeah. What was the trinket? It was like a propeller, right? For like an airplane.
I thought it was like a bolt or something. I don't know what it was. I thought it was a bolt, some sort of bolt on a chain.
I thought it was a propeller because of when his dad like thinks about his son, he's always like playing with an airplane.
Yeah,
I was thinking it was a propeller, but I don't know. We never really get a good look
maybe
at it.
Maybe something subtle that we missed, but
maybe.
I didn't like. I got the point of him him dropping it, but I didn't, there was no emotion behind it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, it's like more like he forgot it.
Or
he lost it and he didn't care to.
I mean, we can extrapolate it to be like, oh, it's him, like you said, him leaving himself behind.
Yeah, leaving his old self.
Yeah, shredding his
resenting the Gundams.
Exactly.
Or resenting the Unicorn, probably. Alright, so do you want to talk about favorite characters, least favorite or underutilized? Which one you want to talk about first?
I don't know if I have any least favorite characters.
I got a few.
So go ahead.
Okay, so I didn't really like Angelo. Okay. I mean, he was an okay character, but and his mobile suit's cool, but I don't know, his like just his attitude, and like he just like loves that guy that looks like Char.
Oh, full frontal.
That's like his only personality trait is that he loves that dude.
He's actually in one of my favorite scenes where Benazir is facing off full frontal for the first time.
Yeah,
and he's like, they're like, oh, we should help full frontal, and he's like, no. We can't soil the commander's like battlefield. Let him fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also hate. I mean, I get, you know, losing one of your guys is like impactful, but at the same time, like it's war. Like he was like really, bitter, taking it like personal when he like accident. I mean, he didn't know he accidentally killed him, but it was like kind of weirdly personal.
Yeah,
that he lost somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I think after that point, Benazir makes it a point to not kill anybody.
Yeah.
Like, and I think a lot of other people start to do that as well. They just disarm everybody and make them immobile without doing anything to the cockpit.
Exactly, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, like I did really enjoy that. Like Benazir was kind of influencing how everybody fought. But yeah, I think that might have been the only person he killed, huh?
No, or he killed the old dude.
Oh yeah.
Too. But he didn't purposely kill him. He jumped in front of the the laser.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the other people I guess is the Vist family.
Oh, I guess yeah. The whole Vist family.
The ants and the that other blonde dude, the really annoying one, the chunky looking dude.
Yeah.
Is that Benazir's brother?
That's what he said.
Yeah, because like he said that he was in the academy when he was born, right?
Yeah,
but he didn't know about it.
It's because Benazir is like the bastard child.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Probably, and but yeah, and even like the dad and the old man that was in cryogenic state or something—they're all kind of like, eh.
Nah.
Do you have any underutilized characters?
Audrey, honestly.
Okay.
I would like to see more of Audrey, and even more of I don't know her name, but it's the other girl who seems like she has a crush on Benazir.
Oh yeah, that's the girl that I thought was Monica Rial, but it's not her.
Yeah, it's not her. I really wanted to see more of her because I really liked her design as well.
Yeah, that like messy long hair looking girl.
A lot of the kids in his class also looked really really cool.
Oh yeah!
Before they all
died.
I thought that was such a big waste killing all those characters.
I know they look well designed.
Yeah, they all look really really cool, and then they just die.
Yeah, bad.
And they don't even like dwell on it too much.
Yeah, well, they're like in the middle of a battle, so they can't really think about it too much.
At the same time, they're kids.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it would affect them like once they like got to safety. I'm sure.
Like it would have been like a really cool scene to have him like as soon as you know the adrenaline's gone.
Like they just break down.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, what's his name died?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That would have actually been pretty cool. There are really, really good like breakdown scenes though.
Yeah.
Like when the blonde dude is like throwing up in his cockpit, and Benazir crying with the shield mask still down. And you can see the droplets inside his helmet. That's really nice. Going back to cinematography for a little bit.
I know. Quick second.
But for me, underutilized, I have Lonnie. That's the girl that piloted the really big mobile armor on Earth.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to expand on her story a little bit.
Exactly. We just talked about that.
Yeah. Haru, the robot. It would have been nice to have him.
It's cute.
Yeah. Bright, again. It was really nice seeing him from the original mobile suit series. But he did play a big role in like letting Benazir do whatever he wants when he left the Federation.
Right, was he the one who told him, like, hey, this is where she's at, go
get her? Yeah, like, follow your heart or something like that. Yeah, because he has experience with working with Gundam pilots, and they're all like that. They all are just, like, randomly chosen people.
Well, he says that. He goes, you know what? He's like, with Gundam pilots, he's like, usually it's the Gundam that chooses.
Yeah.
Okay, that, see, that, knowing that he's, because I had a feeling that he was a character from another series.
Yeah.
And, like, but him saying, like, oh, he's interacted with other Gundam pilots.
Yeah.
And it's usually the Gundam that chooses. And yeah. I was like, oh, that's really cool.
You know, like, talking about the Gundam series in general, like, it's really interesting when, like, other people that pilot Gundams, like, try to pilot other people's Gundams. Mm-hmm. I remember this specific scene of, like, Hero from Gundam Wing trying to pilot Heavy Arms. Mm-hmm. And Heavy Arms has Heavy Arms. And he was like, what the hell? How do I even do this?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say it like that because Hero's, like, very stoic. But he
was like, what? How do I?
Yeah, he was, like, having really trouble, like, just moving the arms.
You ever hear, now that we're just talking about different Gundams, you ever hear about Build Fighter?
Is that the like, it's toys?
Yeah.
An anime where Gundams are toys, right?
Yeah. It's models.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, the models, but, like, they battle them and stuff.
That and, sounds awesome.
I think it takes place in a separate universe, but it's like all happened in the past.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, oh, look, I built a Heavy Arms.
Yeah, there you
one.
Go.
Or like, oh, I built a unicorn.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think there's scenes in it where he's like, oh, look, I built a unicorn. And then, like, Benazir and Audrey, like, will walk because their mom owns a store or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, like, Benazir and, like, Audrey will walk in and be like, huh, that's cool. Like, oh, yeah, so I think I've seen this one before.
Hint, hint.
I know, Benazir and Audrey's with their baby.
Oh, I know. That would be pretty cool to see that.
Or, I think that there's been, like, several instances where, like, a cameo from somebody from a Gundam series will come in and...
Yeah,
it's they're a pilot, but it's like, oh, yeah. Hey, look, it's them.
It's Troa.
Oh, look, it's Char. What's Char?
Oh, what the hell? He's still alive. All right. So for favorite characters, I put Audrey, but I wrote her as Mineva,
mm-hmm.
and also Miss Mareta.
Oh, I think Mareta is like the standout
character yeah.
of this whole anime. It's like she just has like a whole like sad.
Story.
Yeah, and I really wanted more, like, an episode more focused, like, on her.
Yeah, because it's more, like, it's treated like a flashback.
Yeah.
Where, like, she's, like, at a young age, she's, like, in prostitution. That's why she's, like, she can't conceive, I guess, or something. Or her innards are messed up, right?
Yeah. It's even, like, a really sad part where you hear, but like, oh, did you get rid of the useless parts?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see her, have like some sort of romantic thing with somebody,
or just more of her.
Just more of her in general would have been nice.
Really cool.
Yeah, and her. I really liked her design as well, where like her very angry eyes. Yeah. I really liked her outfit in the first episode with her like beret, not a beret, but like the almost like a Rastafarian hat, like made for like long hair.
Yeah. God, Ishio has some of my favorite battles too. Of just yeah. like. Her trying to fight back reconditioning. Like,
yeah.
That fight is really cool.
Uh-huh.
Her,
like, recalling everything that they tried to wipe out.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, she went out on the battlefield when the quad mobile suit was, like, not very functional.
Right.
That was pretty cool as well. Cool of her, at least. And she, like, did it because she was, like, it's part of her duty or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have any other favorite characters or any other characters you want to talk about?
No, not really.
Okay. So what about some favorite moments or least favorite? Do you want to talk about least or favorite?
We can talk about favorite. I don't think any bad moments really stand out.
Yeah.
Just confusing.
Yeah, it's just a bit confusing, the plot.
Nah.
And I did pick like a series that like we probably should have did Mobile Suit Gundam first and then Char's Revenge, and then I think Char's Revenge is a movie.
No.
But and then this
but eh.
But yeah, I mean, you could just pick any series. Yeah, it was still good. It was still fun to watch. But for favorite moments,
So my favorite moment, my favorite Gundam battle is the one where he has to fight without the unicorn's weapon system.
Uh-huh.
Like, they disable the weapons.
Yeah.
So he has to, like, hand fight everybody in the Gundam.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's just like so cool. He's just doing like the straight hand into the mobile suits.
Yeah. Like ripping limbs off.
Yeah.
It's so basic. And like he can't fly in the Gundam because everything's turned off.
Yeah.
So he's using
momentum, but
he has they have little gliders and like he's like jack somebody's glider and
and then the guy falls to earth and then that guy comes back and because he's all pissed he's like oh, he made me fall in the ocean.
That's actually really funny.
Hey, he's still pissed that because he fell in the ocean or something. Yeah, but those gliders are pretty cool too.
Yeah, and I just thought they're just really cool, like him like jumping from glider to glider,
yeah,
like throwing people off and trying to defend himself. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that might be my favorite scene besides all of the...
besides that first marina, fist fight.
And then the marina scenes.
Yeah.
Almost any scene she has, I really like.
Yeah, I really liked it when... Well, I didn't like it when she passed away, but that really, like... She, like, influenced a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you saw that when all of... her, like, ghost, like, appeared before, like, almost everybody that was...
Right.
A part of her life or whatever, even like the Vist family guy,
yeah,
because like he knew like right away that like oh she died and like he just balled up in the corner.
Oh,
so I wonder what his reasoning was that he wanted to rescue her. Maybe he had like feelings for her or something. Maybe
something dumb.
Yeah, something dumb like that.
My favorite marina scene is when she's she's recovering at the Federation hospital, Federation sick bay.
Yeah,
and she's like here, and she throws one of the packs of nutrients to Menager.
Oh yeah.
She goes, these things are supposed to help you heal, but they're nasty and I can't drink both of them, so here, have one.
Can you help me out?
Yeah, it's so cool. I love that. I just wish there was more. I think we're probably in the minority, because I think you probably got the same opinion, but I wish there was more downtime episodes.
Yeah. Like, I think that would have been nice. Like more scenes like that where like they're just
being chummy.
Yeah. I mean, it does happen here and there, but there's no, like, full episode. And it'd probably be really slow if it was, like, a 50-minute episode like that.
Exactly.
That's probably why they only did it, like, here and there.
But, like, you know, there's those people who didn't watch Gundam for the slice of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Moments. They watch it for the political moments, which is but the 90...
And the battles.
95% of what Gundam is.
Yeah, even though like I do like the battles and stuff, I do get really excited for like stuff like that, like little chummy
character thing. Stuff.
Yeah, like, character stuff.
A little bit of character building goes a long way, you know.
I think you'd probably really like Gundam 00 because there's a lot more of like just character development and like you get really attached to more because it's about one crew.
Ooh, okay.
And it's like their endeavors, but and that's a whole separate universe as well.
Right.
But I think maybe that'll probably be the next one I choose is Gundam 00. Because I think that's more of our kind of Gundam series.
Right.
And I guess Gundam Wing as well. But that one is a lot less of character development.
More.
But it's really... That one's a classic. Nobody can argue that that's not a classic.
And then do you have any favorite moments?
Well, I said the fist fight at the beginning.
Yeah.
I really like the crying in this anime. They did... The guys cried pretty well.
I really
like the, like I said before, the Menager crying with his helmet, the shield down. I thought that was a really cool scene.
I wonder if...
I think that's when Mareta died, right?
Yeah, I wonder if the ADR director was the same for Monster, or like somehow they were like related
maybe
to it. Because like I remember Monster has some of the best crying in a dub I've ever screaming. Heard. Yeah, like just the like, most emotion.
Yeah.
I've heard in a dub came from Monster.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know, in this anime just is really, everyone's just really, really good.
Yeah. Just really, overall the voice acting was really phenomenal.
All right,
so I guess we can just like head up to the wrap up, I guess.
Yeah, do you want to say anything before we enter the wrap up?
I mean... I really like the series. It was kind of confusing at points, and like, it's really hard to like try to keep track of everything that's going on. But overall, it's a good series.
Yeah, I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So accessibility.
Accessibility. I think it's pretty much anybody could watch this. It's just hard, a little hard to comprehend what's going on. Like we said,
That's probably the only accessibility thing that I have with it. And sometimes it's not.
There's like no fan service as well, right? There's just that the only one that I recall is when Mireta died and she appeared before Zimmerman and she was naked.
Whatever, but that's not.
But really that's like not really anything. Yeah.
Yeah. No, nothing really too objectionable. Yeah.
And you could find the OVA on Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah.
And they look really nice.
They look really. I don't think we even mentioned that. They just look really good.
Yeah, the quality is really up there. What's after accessibility? Rewatchability?
Yeah.
I would watch it again, especially if I'm going to try to do everything in order. Like watch all the Universal Century stuff in order.
I would like to revisit this once I have more context to the universe.
Yeah.
To see how different it is.
Yeah.
Because, like, I bet you're supposed to have, like, a big reaction to, like, oh, this guy's the ghost of Char. This guy looks like Char.
Yeah.
Like, eh, I don't even know who this is.
Yeah, like a big reveal to, like, a guy with the mask.
Yeah. Or even Char showing up.
In the first place.
Yeah, right.
I know. Oh, you know what? Char does.
Yeah, he shows up
as a ghost.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Steals Full Frontal's like soul. He's like, "Yep, you were a vessel the whole time." Well,
it's time to go.
Time to go, buddy.
But yeah, like you said, I would like to probably do the whole series over, and that'd be pretty fun to do.
All right, what's something that you would do differently?
I mean, like we said, like just more a slice of not slice of life kind of thing, but just more like
character development,
more like characters on their day off.
Exactly.
Kind of.
Let's
stuff.
Go to the beach.
Not the beach. No.
No. Yeah, I want to go to the beach. I don't care.
But Najra and the princess over at the beach.
Exactly. Nice picnic.
We have Najra blowing up a beach ball.
Oh my goodness! We have Najra trying to sneak into the women's bath at the. At the hot springs.
There we go. Trying to hop over the fence to take a peek.
Oh, my goodness.
But, like stuff like them just having normal conversation. Probably, like, I would picture, like them having lunch together or something.
Yeah.
Like, something like
something,
that.
Something, give me more reason for their romance. Just
yeah.
That it's, that they have romantic interests and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, give me some more hints about it.
Yeah.
Not more of like, oh, he's a guy, she's a girl.
They love each other.
Yeah, like, that's it.
They spent a little bit of time together. That means they're meant to be.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it would have been nice to have a little bit more on that.
Oh, one thing real quick I want to add. The one thing I thought that was really cool about this anime were the rails they used to move around in Zero G.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, the little pulleys they use. I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. I also don't get... there's some rooms have artificial gravity, and some rooms don't. And,
oh, yeah.
And sometimes there's artificial gravity in the room. Sometimes there isn't. Like, yeah. There's, like, the whole scene in... where
you're talking about the arm pulley things, right? Inside the ships.
Yeah, that's the one thing. But the thing that confused me was, I think it's Benazir. He's like fighting somebody in space, like in the main control room.
Yeah,
I forget who it is. It's not the
it's not Zimmerman.
No, it's not Zimmerman.
It's the other guy that kind of looks like him.
Yeah, it's the Federation version of Zimmerman. And, like, he's talking, and you can see that he's, like, floating.
Uh-huh.
And so you're like, oh, okay, so there's no gravity in this spot. And then, like, Benazir punches him, and, like, he goes to the floor. And then the next scene, like, Benazir's, like, walking on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And like, then, like, he gets up, and, like, he's, like, laying on the floor and, like, not floating.
Yeah,
like, it's like weird.
Yeah, and then there are other parts where, like, they float out of that room.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like
weird. It needs to be more consistent, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's not.
I mean,
too
technically,
much.
It should all be floaty.
Yeah, But I also got, like, okay, I get there's, like, artificial gravity.
Yeah.
In some spaces. But it was also weird because there's that, I guess, an underutilized character. I know I'm really jumping around. It's really weird. Another underutilized character is that the one woman, almost, she's almost like the secretary character. I don't know her name.
Oh, the one that, like, always, like, corrected the commander?
Yeah, like she's always, like, delivering messages. And,
yeah.
I really, like, I don't know, like, I really like her voice acting. I just really like that character. I thought she was really cool.
Yeah, shout out to
her. Yeah.
You know, now that I think about it, it'd probably be really hard to have, like, a sick bay in space. Just floating. Everything's floating in there.
Exactly. That's why you gotta imagine some...
There has to be some sort of, like, gravity.
Yeah, artificial...
Or magnets or something.
Yeah, artificial gravity.
All right.
So,
rating.
Rating, yeah. What would you rate it?
I would recommend this.
I
don't know if I'd give it a high recommend, but a regular recommend.
I give it, like, a nice recommend.
Yeah.
I give it a... Just a regular recommend. Yeah, if you...
Yeah, it's a Gundam series. It's very, very pretty. Pretty looking. High quality.
Exactly. But if you like Gundam, go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. All right, all right. So
I know. Now that we're done unlocking Laplace's box,
I know, right? Exactly.
And the ghost of Char has relieved us of our.
He's finally gone off to heaven.
Are you ready for what we're doing next week?
Yes, you took a long time to pick what we're gonna do.
Yeah, well, because I don't know. We have, like, a wonky schedule this week.
Yeah, exactly.
So, this is probably going up on Thursday when it was supposed to go up.
A different Thursday.
Different Thursday. Yeah, but I got, like, a really weird week behind. So, I was like, what should we choose? Should we choose something really fast so we can just get it...
Back on schedule.
Or we can do a longer one and then just hold off on the episodes.
And post, like, a side thing that we did.
Yeah. So, I think we're going with the side thing.
Yeah.
And we're going with a
longer...
Not a longer, but just I think we couldn't do in 4 days.
Yeah, exactly.
And give us a little bit more time to do it. And we are doing an anime called Sound Euphorium.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it. So, all I know of it is... It's about a band, like a school band.
Okay.
And I think the main girl plays the tuba.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's all I know about it. It's like 2 seasons.
Are we going to watch both seasons? Or just
yeah, because like, okay. Both seasons, I think it's like 12? 12 and 20, 12 and 13, I think it is.
Okay.
So 25. Yeah, the main character has a tuba. And it's made by... I don't remember the studio name, but it's the Haruhi / Free studio. I forget what the name of the studio is. Kyoto Animation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's a Kyoto Animation anime. Very, very pretty.
When did it come out?
2010?
Okay.
11, something like that, early.
Around the same time as this one.
Yeah. So fairly excited to play that.
All right, and where can we watch that?
You can watch it on Crunchyroll, I know for sure. I don't know about anywhere else.
Okay, we'll look it up. And we'll mention it in the podcast if you could watch it anywhere else. All right, guys, so if you like us, go ahead and leave a like on SoundCloud. Follow us on SoundCloud. You can ask Siri to subscribe to us on iTunes. What else? YouTube. We're, like, very close.
Today... I want today to be the day that we finish it.
Yep.
It's coming down to the wire. So yeah,
exactly.
Fairly excited.
Okay. Yeah. So we're almost done with Danganronpa, and check out the other podcast that Aaron does.
We do a Pop Up Cherry Bomb, our my wrestling podcast to do with Devon and our my other friend Luis.
Yep.
Check that out.
Is that on SoundCloud?
Yeah, SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/ Pop Up Cherry Bomb.
All right. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Stay, what?
I don't know. Stay ghosting. Ghosting. Yeah.
There we go.
Let's go back. You have your position to consider.
If you understood my position, you'd know I can't do that.
I know what you're trying is futile.
We can't handle Laplace's box right now. Whatever it is, it will simply be used by Full Frontal to start a meaningless war, which will bring nothing but more suffering. You understand that, don't you?
I don't.